Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Mr. St. John by Lauren D. Estelman, narrated by Richard Ferrone. This work, copyrighted 1983 by Lauren D. Estelman, is recorded by arrangement with the Pichner Literary Agency. This recording is copyrighted 1992 by Recorded Books Incorporated. In his time, Irons St. John was a legendary lawman. Now a new century and a changing country has left him far behind, a fading memory. It's the Pinkerton National Detective Agency that finally realizes there's a lot of fight left in Mr. St. John.
Chapter 1. Banker's Hours. The first time Mr. Thorson met Donald Quicks, his faith in the youth of America was restored. In his mid-twenties, on the short side but solid, Quicks had pale yellow hair with just the suggestion of a cowlick to soften the effect of his city attire, and was clean-shaven but for a pair of dark Burnsides. His boiled shirt was so white it looked blue under the electric lights. He had a warm smile, and his grip was firm and dry, two things in which the executive placed much faith. He carried a shiny black leather briefcase. Once inside the railing that separated Thorson's cubicle from the rest of the bank, Quicks identified himself as a local contributor to the Cheyenne Detective Quarterly and asked the portly manager if they might discuss the precautions his establishment was taking against robbery, for an article Quicks was planning on modern law enforcement. When Thorson hesitated, the young man produced a card printed on handsome pebbled stock and invited him to call the number in the lower left-hand corner for confirmation. The manager used his new telephone to speak with a man named Roland A. Rockaway, periodicals editor for Great West Publications, who said yes, he did employ a writer named Quicks, who was researching crime prevention in southern Wyoming, and described him down to his cowlick and Burnsides. Thorson thanked him and rang off, all smiles. The Home Office had been after him for some time to do something about the branch's image. For half an hour, the manager held forth on vault thicknesses, alarm systems, and guard selection, while his guest scribbled in a pad taken from the briefcase and interrupted occasionally with a question about schedules and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?